It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Zero, MK, Joel Deez, we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of Totally Random Question. And today's TRQ, what is the last petty fight or disagreement you were in? What is the last petty fight or disagreement you were in? Maybe that was with a significant other, an ex, a kid, a coworker. Could be anything, I guess. What was the last petty fight or disagreement you were in? And I'm guessing at the moment it seemed like I have to win this debate. This is like a court case. And then time went by and you're like, that was the stupidest conversation we ever had. You ever have a petty fight or disagreement you want out there, Amy Kay?
Literally last night. So we always joke that my sister is my mom's favorite, but she really is. And I found a meme that said, my mom is never going to live in a nursing home. She's going to be living with my sister. And so I sent it to like our family thing and said, yeah, she's going to be living with Julia. And then my brother was like, she's going to come out to Utah and live with me. And I said, no, she's going to live with a favorite. Like, it was just a joke. And he kept going on. And then he was talking about, well, if that really happens, maybe she'll live with our niece, Amelia. And I'm like, are you really thinking like mom needs to go to a home right now? What? Why are you being so weird about this? And I said, this was just a joke and you took it way too far.
So he was offended, it seems like, that you didn't want mom to go live with him.
It was the joke. I'm even getting mad thinking about it. It was just the joke. It was some random meme I found that said, my parents are never going to live in a nursing home. They're going to go live with my sister. I thought it was funny. We joked that she's the favorite.
He took
it so serious.
Was the whole fight through, or the whole, you know, pettiness fight through text message too?
Yeah, no? Okay. It all. And then but the worst part was my sister nor my mom chimed in during this whole.
Just let it go.
They're the ones like it's about. We're fighting over them. And it's me and my brother going back and forth. And I said, it was just a joke. It's some random meme. I did not make this. But it was supposed to be funny, and you took it to a new level, you crazy.
Just cut him out like that. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the best, too, when you just sit back, like, in a group text. Like, that's me a lot of times. I'm just like, my little brother gets going on something, and I just sit back, and I'll open it up, and then they'll be like, I don't feel like reading this today. So I'm sure your mom and your sister were just like, well, we'll let Amy and your brother take care of this one.
What is the last petty fight or disagreement you were in? That's the TRQ today. 237, it's text 35270. A partner, otherwise, what was yours?
Well, I can't stand when he washes my towel.
Sure.
Because he does such a crappy job. It's nice enough of him to try, but they end up smelling terrible after 1 year.
And I always feel bad, too, for like the receiving end of that. Because, you know, he felt like he was doing a good thing. Like, I'm going to do some laundry. I'm going to wash these towels. And then it's like, you did it wrong. Like, sorry, I tried to wash the towels.
I'm so sorry. I did it, but at the same time, it's not done right. And then she's going to redo it anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so unfortunate.
Last petty fight or disagreement you were in, you have one of these ever there, Joel D.
Oh, I'm just trying to think now that I'm living that bachelor life. No. You know what?
That's funny how that didn't happen as much.
Yeah. No, my life, I mean, sometimes my dog, like, I'll have a petty fight with him. I'm like, bro, we're walking right now is the only time you get a walk. And I'll have a conversation with him. And I'm sure my neighbors think I'm weird.
Did you say you don't have petty fights?
Not right now. Why?
Oh, I just have them daily.
No, like, I'm single. Since I'm single, I don't have petty fights. I haven't really had an issue for something to come up necessarily.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Besides my dog.
Petty fight disagreement. Hello.
Like, who does the dishes? I usually always get the dishes first, and I'm like, why don't you do this? And then he jumps in, but usually he jumps in right at the end. but he's like, oh, I really meant to do it. Like, little things like that.
I was going to do it. You just got to it first. Petty fight or disagreement you're in. 237, answer text to Playhouse 35270. I'm still a fan, even though... It's Playhouse 194 in the TRQ. What is that petty fight or disagreement you were in? You seen some, Amy Kay?
Someone said my wife always mutes the keypad on our microwave, but I like to hear it beep, so it's a daily battle between us. Someone else said my husband started a fight with me because I didn't let the tap water run long enough when I made coffee, and he said it tasted like hose water.
That could be a thing. I do, just because I love my hometown actual, like, tap water. It's very delicious. But then, I drink the water here from the tap, but I always let it run before I even put it into the filtered water case. So I could see that. It probably does taste a little bit different.
I mean, there are places that you're like, this is oddly very good water. And they're like, it's tap. Like, oh, it's amazing. So I get it. Some's better than others.
Yeah. So you got to let it run, too. Otherwise, it tastes like pipe or hose. Is that what they said? It tastes like a water hose?
At your petty fight you were in?
My favorite place, and the only place I can get my best work done, is in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. My husband is always trying to say, like, that's his office. And I'm like, when did it become your office? I mean, can't I just for once own it? It's just it's the nature of the beast. I'm a queen. All queens deserve to sit on the throne, and it doesn't matter where it is.
I love that you guys are fighting over who can, like, spend time in the bathroom to not use the bathroom, but, like, are you doing your work in there? The actual work?
Some people's bathrooms are giant, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I'm all for a Zoom call here and there, but can you imagine doing a Zoom call and realizing somebody's totally sitting on, like, their toilet?
Maybe people do.
Or in the bath.
Gotta get comfy.
That's true. Or what if you have just a really nice lounge? You know, like a little, just a lounge. If you just got a nice little bench thing in there, you could relax in there. It's nice. It's bright.
Person's got a bathroom that giant and fancy, and this room's Amy Kay in her mansion.
We have two bathrooms, so Steven has his own and I have my own. We don't get in these type of arguments.
She lives in this, like, 10-level home.
No, we do not.
It's got, like, 500 rooms. It's got its own bar restaurant downstairs.
It does have a breezeway, though, because it's got the restaurant downstairs, yeah. Right? The breezeway is what she had when she grew up.
I got into another petty fight last night. Steven and I, he likes the fan on really loud.
Okay.
The ceiling fan. But if it goes too loud, it has this tick sound.
Clicks a little bit, yeah.
And it drives me nuts, and I can't sleep. I got so mad last night. I said, the worst part was I was just too lazy even to go change the speed. So I said, can you go put it down, put it 1 through 3 speed, but at 4 to 6 is too high. And then he said, if you don't want the click, you need to go change it. And I said, no, I got so mad. I walked out of the room. I said, I can't even be in here.
It's not very often that Mr. Stephen K. gets a little sassy with you, but he was probably already sleepy.
He was sleeping. Yeah, I woke him up and said, can you go turn the fan off?
That makes slightly more sense.
Yeah,
now. Yeah,
that's a petty fight right there.
Your petty fight?
Oh, my God. He's driving me crazy. Every time I go to the bathroom, guess what? He never flushes. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you can't just remember to flush, who are you? How old are you?
I had a roommate in college that would never flush. Ew. And I was like, okay, maybe accidental, the number one I could see getting away with. There was a couple times number two wasn't flush. So that's not a petty fight. That's a real life fight.
Yeah, I mean, that absolutely is. Any final ones, ABK?
Someone said the most petty fight I recently was in is whether or not my mom said that the dog was almost out of food and I needed to get some that week, or totally out of food and I needed to get some that day. I swear, she said almost, but she insisted that she said totally. So I'm the terrible person for not getting more food for this dog who is going to starve. She does this all the time, but my memory is good because I have to remember everything she says, so I know I'm not crazy. And someone else said, this past weekend, I introduced myself to this guy, and he argued with me about how my last name was pronounced.
That's my name, though. There are people like that, though. That's a red flag. Run.
Yeah, you probably don't want to date with somebody that, like, argues with you about your own
name. It's my own name, bro. I know how to say it.
Yeah.